Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
I genuinely cannot believe what Trump just admitted while sitting in Turnberry, Scotland next to Keir Starmer. And I can't tell what's more terrifying, what he said or the fact that he didn't even seem to realize that he said something incredibly heinous on the global stage. Trump was talking about the Epstein files and the flight logs and the island when he said that he didn't have the privilege of going to the island. In the context of talking about Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking island, he seemed to think it was unfortunate that he didn't have the privilege to go there. I want to break that down and break everything down from this press conference because I made a video talking about the more foreign policy aspects of it, like the war in Gaza, the war in Ukraine that is being started by Russia, the wars all across the globe and Trump's inability to stop them. You could check out that video after this, but I want to run you through when everything began to derail. The presser began to derail quickly when one journalist asked about Epstein, then another asked about Epstein, then before you know it, Trump is moping that he, quote, didn't have the privilege of going to Epstein's island. So let's just start here. A reporter asks first, are you considering a pardon of Ghislaine Maxwell? Again, make sure you drop a like and make sure you subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed if you appreciate the breaking news videos. Thank you.
Different. Maybe it's not. I don't know. But maybe it's slightly different.
Mr. President, you completely rule out a pardon for Ghislaine Maxwell when you landed. Is that something you would ever consider? And why?
Pardon for who?
For Ghislaine Maxwell.
Well, I'm allowed to give her a pardon, but nobody's approached me with it. Nobody's asked me about it. It's in the news about that.
What a terrible answer. It's in the news about that. I'm allowed to give her a pardon. How guilty can you possibly be? He's making himself seem more and more guilty every single time he opens his mouth. Of course, you can give anybody a pardon, but it should be an unequivocal no that you'll give one of the most prolific sex traffickers alive a pardon. She is the most prolific sex trafficker alive. Jeffrey Epstein was the only other one, but he's no longer alive. Even Elon Musk called this out. This is where things got wild. Someone on Twitter posted a meme and said, here's how it's about to go down. One, Ghislaine names a bunch of Democrats, maybe tosses in a few billionaires. She then says, Trump did nothing wrong. Then MAGA praises her for taking down pedophiles. And finally, Trump pardons her for, quote, telling the truth. Elon responded with a bullseye emoji, therefore boosting this meme image. And, you know, I'm not saying this is likely to happen, but it is one of the more likely scenarios out of every single scenario that Trump is considering. He won't rule out pardoning her, and he did the same thing with Roger Stone and Flynn. He said, I could pardon them, but I might not. Then he ended up pardoning them in the most corrupt way possible. He's then asked, you know, you said you had not been briefed that your name was in the Epstein files. Doesn't the Attorney General have to tell you? Let's take a listen.
One.
Mr. President, you have said that you have not been briefed on the Epstein files, or your name has not appeared in the Epstein files. But doesn't the AG have to tell you if your name is...
Well, I haven't been overly interested in it. You know, it's something, it's a hoax that's been built up way beyond proportion. I can say this, those files were run by the worst scum on earth. They were run by Comey. They were run by Garland. They were run by Biden and all of the people that actually ran the government, including the AutoPen. Those files were run for 4 years by those people. If they had anything, I assume they would have released it. The whole thing is a hoax. They ran the files. I was running against somebody that ran the files.
To all the Trump supporters who watch my videos, I actually urge you to watch and stick around until the end. It's not a bad thing if you watched my videos. It's a different perspective, for sure. But I just want you to think about what I'm about to say here, because the people who watch it regularly, you guys understand this. But to the Trump supporters, think about this playbook that Trump is using here, how just transparent it is. He's deflecting to Obama. He calls it a hoax. He says it's fake. It's rigged against him. And just think about how he uses that same playbook every single time something goes wrong. So when he began to lose the 2020 election to Joe Biden, which he did lose, every single analysis in court and judge said there was no election fraud. But what Trump did was he immediately pivoted, deflected, claimed that he won, lied, doubled down, and then blamed the Democrats. It's exactly what he's doing here. He did the same thing with COVID. He did the same thing after that plane crashed over the Potomac River in D.C. during his first week, like a few months back. He came out and he blamed it on Obama and Biden and DEI. All this guy does is deflect blame, and that is not a sign of a good, strong leader. I mean, maybe he can be a narcissistic CEO of a real estate company or whatever, but that's not how the president of the United States should function at any time. Continue this clip.
If they had something, they would have released. Now, they can easily put something in the files that's a phony. Like, as an example, Christopher Steele, a person you know well, happens to be from your country. But Christopher Steele, as an example.
Now he's just hardcore pivoting. Here's the thing. Democrats have been doing investigations for years. Senator Ron Wyden, I made a video about this. He's been conducting a behind-the-scenes investigation for 3 years about the sources of Jeffrey Epstein's finances, or, you know, the 4,700-plus financial transactions made under Jeffrey Epstein's name. It's incredibly peculiar that through the Treasury Department, they found 4,700-plus financial transactions that Epstein sent out, sometimes to Russia, sometimes to foreign countries, the sums of $50 to $100 million, yet they won't investigate that. The only person doing it is a Democrat. Democrats have been investigating this, have been trying to look into this. Trump is the one who is actively stalling the investigation. And, you know, I'm glad that Elon Musk is at least partially calling this out. Even in the prediction markets like Kalshi.com, what you see is a question, who will President Trump pardon this year? Number one is Zhengpeng Zhao, somebody who is corrupt and who manipulated the market. Of course, Trump is going to be pardoning corrupt billionaires. But now, Ghislaine Maxwell is number two. There are hundreds of thousands of dollars betting on Ghislaine Maxwell now being the person who Trump pardons at some point in his term. Will Trump release any of the Epstein files this year? I love how you can see the exact date when it drops off. So there was like a 40-50% chance. And then at this exact date, Justice Department releases memo. It drops down rapidly to 14%. Now it's climbing back up. But it's interesting to see the public reaction as this all happens. Now let me show you this clip of Donald Trump saying perhaps one of the weirdest things I've ever heard. He says, I didn't have the privilege to go to the island. Once again, I didn't have the privilege. Just listen for us.
That was it. I'm glad I did, if you want to know the truth.
Mr. President.
And by the way, I never went to the island, and Bill Clinton went there supposedly 28 times. I never went to the island, but Larry Summers, I hear, went there. He was the head of Harvard. And many other people that are very big people, nobody ever talks about them. I never had the privilege of going to his island. And I did turn it down, but a lot of people in Palm Beach were invited to his island. In one of my very good moments, I turned it down. I didn't want to go to his island. Yeah. And that was it. I'm glad I did, if you want to know the truth. And by the way,
what the hell did he just say? Listen to that one more time. He tries to deflect and blame multiple people. Then he says he didn't have the privilege of going to a sex trafficking island.
I never had the privilege of going to his island. And I did turn it down, but a lot of people in Palm Beach were invited to his island.
So you were offered it, too, while you were flying around on his plane. Let me get this straight. Trump's defense is, hey, there are more photos of me and Jeffrey Epstein than me and my kids, number one. And number two, I sent him sexual innuendos and gifts back in 2003 at the very tippity top of his sex trafficking when he was doing all this crazy stuff. I also rode in his plane multiple times. I think it was 7 to 10 times. I also invited him to one-on-one parties at Mar-a-Lago, but I turned down the island. I had the self-strength, the determination to turn down the island. It's not quite a strong defense, and I'm sending this one to all of my MAGA friends. Here's Trump saying, for years, I wouldn't talk to Jeffrey Epstein.
Yeah. People keep writing stories about the time he threw him out of Mar-a-Lago. Can you settle that? What was it about? What caused the breach with him?
That's such old history. Very easy to explain, but I don't want to waste your time by explaining it. But for years, I wouldn't talk to Jeffrey Epstein. I wouldn't talk because he did something that was inappropriate. He hired help. And I said, don't ever do that again. He stole people that work for me.
Wait a minute. Donald Trump says he did something very inappropriate. He hired help. That's the inappropriate piece. So when Trump is talking about why he's mad at Jeffrey Epstein, it's not because Epstein is a pedophile. It's because he stole workers from him. Am I hearing this right?
Explain, but I don't want to waste your time by explaining it. But for years, I wouldn't talk to Jeffrey Epstein. I wouldn't talk because he did something that was inappropriate. He hired help. And I said, don't ever do that again. He stole people that work for me. I said, don't ever do that again. He did.
Am I living in an alternate reality? The president of the United States is going on a dementia-laden ramble where he's saying, you know, the worst thing Epstein possibly did was stealing workers from me. It's like that Norm Macdonald joke where he says the worst thing that Bill Cosby did was be a hypocrite. It's like, isn't the raping worse than that? Isn't the sex trafficking worse than stealing workers? I'm going to leave it there. If you appreciate the videos I make, all that I ask is you drop a like and subscribe to the Adam Mockler feed. I'll see you all in the next one. Peace out.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit moto.us for more details. Moto Casino.